cliffcentral.com. Go to Borge, who's on the line. Hey, Borge, how are you doing?
Hi, Borge.
Hello, Gareth. Hello, Brienne.
What's going on there? Where are you?
I'm at the Festival of Motoring at the Auto Trader stand.
Nice. Look at you. And it's already busy at this time of the morning.
Very busy. I think it's going to be packed here today. Absolutely packed.
By the way, can you hear me
okay? Because it's very noisy.
Oh, no. Your sound. I was just about to say your sound is fantastic. So even though there's a lot of background ambience, we've got good sound from Borge this morning. And Leanne and I are both very happy to see you. So what do you got for us for this Friday, Borge?
So firstly, Gareth, I think somebody in the audience, or mm-hmm. one of the Cliff Central listeners, sent through a question.
Yes.
And I think let's address that question first. So the question goes, hi there. In short, leasing versus buying cars, cash flow financed. This person wanted to know whether, it's basically better to rent a car or better to buy a car. And their comment was, it's like pissing away your hard-earned cash if you attempt to buy a car because it's not an asset. Now, to answer the question, a car is not an asset. It's a depreciating asset, if you want to call it that. So it's never efficient to buy a car, unless you buy an old classic that's going to appreciate in value. But every single car on the planet is going to depreciate in value, and you can't really predict how much it's going to depreciate.
I've noticed you guys, George, I've noticed you guys talking on the Auto Trader podcast about renting. And like you, in the last couple of clips that I've seen in the ad, you guys have been talking about, what happens with a rental car and how much they can cost and which is the most expensive one. There was some Bugatti Veyron, I think, that you guys were looking at for. You can rent it for 30,000 Rand a day or something.
Exactly. Yes.
And you were also talking about how at a certain age, they kind of penalize you because they will rent the car to you at a much higher price than if you're over that age.
Yeah. Yeah, so the same thing goes with interest rates if you finance a car. So you've got to be careful with rentals, though, because not everything is a pure rental. Mm-hmm. Most rentals out in the marketplace today are rent to own, which is you sign a contract, you rent the car, and eventually you own it. It's really just another creative, fancy way to finance a car. But pure rentals, and I think that's what this lady that asked the question, is it worth going for a pure rental versus buying a car outright? Mm-hmm. And I think the answer is they've still got to make profit off that asset. So there's some companies like Planet 42 that do pure rentals. You can change your car within 3 months if you like.
Uh-huh.
And switch it out. So it is worth going to look at rentals. But what I would do is I would calculate the rental cost over a 5-year period, calculate the cost of running an actual owned car, make some assumptions around the depreciation of the car over a 5-year period, and then make your decision based on the 5-year real cost of ownership of a car rather than is rental cheaper than buying a car. Yes, it's going to be cheaper in the month,
mm-hmm.
but in the 5-year period, is it cheaper?
Yeah, it's a complicated decision, and there's so many factors, as you point out. But I'm just glad that people can send these questions and you take the trouble to answer them, because some of them are quite complicated. It's not like a straightforward yes or no. Please keep your questions for George to a yes or no. He doesn't have all the time in the world. He's trying to run a company there. It's a huge business, Auto Trader. He doesn't have all goddamned week to answer your complicated questions. Send him yes or no's. Yeah.
And we also tend to treat George like a bit of a mechanic. Like when I have a problem with my car, ask him about it. at the moment, my car, if I put the key in, remember this is old school car, right? If I put the key in and I turn it to the point where the radio comes on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's the accessory mode, ACC.
Accessory mode. Mm-hmm. Now, my starter motor is a little bit fucked up, right? So it can, if I let go of my hands completely, the car sometimes starts by itself.
Wow.
And it did.
I think you have an electrical problem.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think you have an electrical problem.
I was going to go in and say, very proudly, my starter motor's messed up. But is it an electrical
It could be an electrical problem at the starter motor. There's a little solenoid on the top of the starter motor. Now, I'm not a mechanic, but I know a lot about cars.
Hold on. There's a little solenoid. You just said the word solenoid, and Leanne went, huh? Because she's from the South. When people talk about car parts, it gets her all fired up.
I know tappets. I know about tappets, but yeah.
Tappets, yes. Some of them have tappets, some of them don't. Nowadays, my car has no tappets, so it's fine. There's a little solenoid on the top of the starter motor that when you turn the key, power goes onto that solenoid, and then it pushes the starter motor into the engine and then turns the car. Sometimes that solenoid gives trouble. And that's what causes this automatic kind of thing that you're experiencing. Could be that.
It started once when my mom's carer was putting the wheelchair in the back of the car, and my mom was settling in from her wheelchair, and we almost drove into the doctor's office.
Jesus, because
the car just started by itself.
I think you need to have that looked at, Leanne. You know. Mm. And I'm not talking about the car. I'm talking about your head at the doctor. All right. What else have you got for us, George?
Here's a question. Have you ever locked your keys inside your car? And if the answer to that is yes, some people have on YouTube, you can go and Google this if you want, think that you can open your car with a half a tennis ball. I don't know if you've ever seen this trick on YouTube.
Yeah. Does it work?
They put the half... No. So no. I'm here to debunk the myth. We've done a lot of searching, mm-hmm. and we can't find any proper evidence. A lot of these videos are very grainy. You can't really see what's going on. They put the tennis ball over the keyhole of the car, and they smack it, and the car's locks pop open. We think that this is a myth. It doesn't really happen with half a tennis ball. So is it true? Don't think so. It's hard to find the answer, but there's a lot of people touting the fact that they can open a car with a half a tennis ball. And if somebody can open a car with a half a tennis ball, I invite them to come to the stand here and try and do it, because it ain't going to happen.
All right, so where is this this festival of motoring that you're at now?
Well, that was one of the things I was going to get to next. So good question, Gareth, and that is at Kyalami. It's from the 26th to the 28th, which is today until Sunday.
Cool.
Kyalami Grand Prix Circuit.
Nice.
And it's one of the biggest automotive exhibitions in the country, and it's back in its non-virtual form. They had to put it off for a while because of COVID, but we're glad it's back. And there's a couple of competitions you can win if you come to our stand. The first one is we have a big screen on this end of me. Let's see if I can turn my camera a little bit. We have a big screen, which is a touch screen. If you look there, that looks like a big phone.
Wow.
And it's a big touch screen. You can come. We've hidden some cars on Auto Trader's website.
Uh-huh.
So if you come and you perform a couple of searches and you find the cars that are hidden, you can be entered into a competition for a drive around the Ferrari, to drive around the Kyalami circuit in a Ferrari. You won't be driving, you'll be in with a racing driver.
Awesome.
But the experience is worth 15,000 Rand if you come in.
Oh. Okay,
use George, the touchscreen and find the cars.
George, I love this. I was going to say to people, they should come and see you anyway. I think a lot of people who listen to the show every week might want to come and meet you and say hi. So are you going to be there all day?
I'll be here all day.
Awesome. Go and say hello to Borge. And if you do what he said now, the hidden cars that are on the Auto Trader website, you could win a 15,000 Rand ride around the Kyalami circuit with a racing driver in a Ferrari. That is an experience. I once did that with, who's the guy who owns Hollard Insurance?
I don't know his name, but Hollard's a big business.
Yeah. And he collects Ferraris, and he was like, yeah, this is something you've got to do. So he took me around the track there. It was absolutely exhilarating. I mean, you've done it a couple of times, right?
Yes, I've been on this track at night in Ferraris and GTIs and in the day as well.
Mm.
So we've got our partners, Pablo Clark. You can see Pablo Clark on this Ferrari over here standing in the stand.
Yes.
Pablo Clark has kindly parked their old classic Ferrari. You can see one in the background there behind me. Oh, that way. And then you can see a simulator. If you look at there, there's a Formula One simulator.
Wow.
Okay. So another way you can stand to enter the 15,000 Rand experience is if you beat my time in the simulator. So I sat in the simulator yesterday.
That's not fair.
Why?
Because you can fly and drive everything on the planet.
Well, you don't have to technically beat my time. The top people that get close to my time, the people that beat my time, will definitely be, you know, in the draw. But the people that get closest get into the draw as well. And I've managed to do a time of 1:26 around the Monza, the Italian circuit, in that circuit.
George, please, there's some tappet driving around behind you making a huge racket.
I just got a poozle from that.
God, couldn't get any worse. All right, anything else from you, Borge?
No, that's it. I'm going to have fun being here today. And listen to the next episode of the Auto Trader podcast, because we are doing a car laws episode. We've done a car laws episode. It'll air next week. And some of the road rules and the... and we unpack some of the car laws around the world, including, you know, driving on the autobahn and why the speed limits are unlimited.
Well, you shouldn't miss that show anyway. And I just love the fact that George is live this morning at Kyle Army, and we only find out when he comes on. It's just great. We never know where you're going to be. You could be in the air. You could be on the ground. You could be on a skid pan. You could be on the Formula One track. Who knows? It's great to have you on, George, and great way to end the show this morning. Thanks, everybody. Have a happy day and a good weekend. And we will see you on Monday at 6 a.m.
Happy birthday, Gareth, just by the way.
Thank you, Borge. Thank you. Cliffcentral.com.